Hello.
My name is Tamika, returning a call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This
Yes,
call is
ma'am.
request for cross insurance purpose. May I speak to the person that requests the call back, please?
Yes, ma'am. That's me, Roderick Thomas.
How may I assist you today?
I was trying to file my unemployment.
So you need to file a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your social security number?
I can't understand. I ain't hear you, ma'am.
May I have your social security number?
4-2-4-9-0-4-1-0-4.
I have your name.
Ma'am.
Your name?
Roderick Thomas.
And date of birth?
7/27/66.
And your mother's maiden name?
Ernestine Thomas.
And driver license number?
Ma'am.
Your driver license number?
This phone is going in and out, though. I can't barely
hear
you, ma'am. 507-5433.
Okay, so your PIN number is going to be 1966.
PIN number 1966. Yes, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. It can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation in the honors you filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
File for what now?
TA benefits that's if you with an employee in the job move overseas.
Oh, no, ma'am. No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
Ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's the telephone number for you?
What this number is? This number here, folks. 205-477-0968. But do you need another number? My cell phone number. That's
whatever that number that you can be reached at.
I don't know if my cell phone gonna be on. If it's just another number, it'd be 205.
So what number you want me to put on here, sir?
Put the 477 number, ma'am.
Okay, 205-477-0968.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay. And what's your race?
Black.
And Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Ma'am.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, well, 2 years of college, high school and 2 years of junior college.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled? And what's your residence address?
12507 Davis Creek Road.
City, state, and zip.
McCalla, Alabama, 35111.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Ma'am.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
Utility worker, put trucks up.
And are you seeking to work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
I understand what you said, ma'am.
Are you seeking to work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
A union hall, no, ma'am.
And are you currently attending school or training, yes or no?
You could not, ma'am. I didn't hear you. What you say?
Are you currently resting for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am. August 20th.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown? Yes or no?
I'm assuming it's a company shutdown for the summer. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles are you going to travel one way to a job?
go about 20, 30, now about 30, about 30, just say 30 miles, 30 to 40.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
A corporate, no ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No ma'am.
And do you work for yourself?
No ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no? And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
And if you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the name of your employer?
What is this? Almont at Stanford University. Do I need to spell it?
No, sir. I have it.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that phone number?
205. 726-4704. Wait a minute. You got two numbers. Do you need both of them?
No.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And what city and state do you work in?
See, that's Homewood, Alabama. I don't know if that's still Birmingham or not, but I think that's Homewood.
And your employment start date that you started?
I think it was March 18, 2023. I'm not sure. I think that's what it is. If I'm not mistaken.
And last day work?
June 28, 2024.
And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay? Credit time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you will certify your answers are true and accurate. And the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Anniston, Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, or none of the above?
What did you say that again?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Anniston, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
Birmingham. I'll make sure I understand the question, right? What you say that again? Which city?
Has a current or former association to you?
Birmingham.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1919 Calumet Parkway, 2358 Bellevue Terrace, 55 Ponderosa Road, 719 New Hill Circle, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
716 New Hill Circle.
719 New Hill Circle.
New Hill Circle. I ain't never been to Circle. I know about New Hill Avenue. I don't know nobody on New Hill Circle, man.
So is it that I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Not the circle. I don't know nobody stay on the circle. I know somebody, my wife used to stay on 719 Avenue.
Let me repeat the question for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1919 Calumet Parkway, 2358 Bellevue Terrace, 55 Ponderosa Road, 719 New Hill Circle, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Well, I've never been associated with none of those addresses, ma'am.
And which of the following street addresses in Bessemer have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2910 9th Avenue North, 4512 Pine Road Circle, 6231 Owen Street, 815 Lewis Avenue, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
It's 61 Owen Street. I used to stay there.
And which of the following states does Erica Thomas currently live or own property? Alabama, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Virginia, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
Erica Thomas, she's
yes.
in Alabama.
And which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Pearl Road Northeast, 1873 Street Charles South, Southwest.
It sounds like a street. I used to stand, but you're saying it too fast.
1873 Street Charles South.
Charles South. No, man, not that. That's
okay. Southwest St. Charles Avenue Southwest.
St. Charles Avenue Southwest.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I don't understand that. What you say?
So you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree? That you're filing a claim right now.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury, you are the person whose name information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. And so the following instructions, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama dot, what you mean? Say that again.
So it's Alabama Works.
Alabama Works.
Dot Alabama.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Dot gov. Yes, ma'am.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. Yes, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 o'clock on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. And with the filing online or by phone, you'll need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. And if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
4524. Yes, ma'am.
And you'll call number Sunday through Thursday, beginning at 5 o'clock, to schedule a callback appointment for assistance.
Wait. So this is for assistance right here?
If you need assistance, yes.
Okay.
Or if you have any questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employee more than once unless the employee was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, this concludes your claim. Today, I have your transaction ID number. Okay, and it's going to be 4899.
4899. 0805. 0805, that's what you said?
0-8-1-0-5.
And that's my what now?
This is just a transaction ID number to verify that you complete your claim today.
Okay, ID number. Okay, yes.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Which one is the 1-800-752? That's the number I called this Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling Alabama.
Do I need to wait till I get the package or anything? That, like, I was listening to what you were saying. You were saying.
No, you'll file your claim on Sunday.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, thanks for calling Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a good day. Bye-bye.